All right, well, welcome forth the Long Night. I'm here with my friends Scott and Tom.
But no Matt.
Hey, Matt doesn't get to talk about
how dare he! Enjoy, everybody. We are Mattless.
Yeah.
Mattless.
Yeah. I like it. So that's got to be a pretty short, quick podcast.
It will be.
Yeah.
Without any loud outburst of random laughter.
Right.
No. Or anger.
Or anger.
No.
Most of the time, the Royals, it's anger right now. Uh-huh. For have you talked to him about this?
About what? This, what we're about to talk about?
Yeah, what we're about to talk about.
Not
the stadium. Then the new.
Not for a little while, anyway.
Okay. I was just curious how long his outbursts have lasted.
They haven't. Yeah, we really haven't had a chance to talk. The only time we talked was when both of us were just couldn't stop laughing at Dallas. We didn't even, I'll be quite honest with you, we really didn't even give a shit about the Chiefs winning or losing or anything else. It was just
Dallas.
Dallas.
That was it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and to go forward with what your topic's going to be, I haven't really talked to him since some of this stuff has
got
popped up.
Yeah, okay.
What we're going to discuss.
Yeah.
So.
So the first order of business is that the Royals are trying to get on the ballot in April,
mm-hmm.
which I think has now passed their time frame.
It has, yes, with the Chiefs. That's not Royals only, that's with the Chiefs.
Yeah.
That one has passed.
Yes.
Until Frank White potentially vetoes it.
Yes.
Now, there is one... I am not a fan of Frank White at this juncture.
Why does he want to veto it? I don't understand.
He doesn't think it's good for the county.
There is one thing that he wants an answer to that I will support him on. And it was brought up on mm-hmm. the news. Who's going to pay for the deconstruction?
Mm-hmm.
Of Kauffman.
I agree. What's your exit strategy?
Yeah.
No, that's fair.
Yes. And so that is one of his contentions on this tax. Yeah. That's like one of his contentions among 492. Which, you know...
Shouldn't be that many, but...
He's getting petty on some of this shit.
He is. I will agree.
And then simultaneously he has a couple good points thrown in there too. So
yeah, I've heard some good points. The mayor brought that one up about, well, now we have a building that's empty.
Mm-hmm.
You can't leave buildings empty. That's bad. Business.
Bad practice.
Bad yeah. practice. Mm-hmm.
Very much so.
That cost, it's not free.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, that's a good one. But then I've heard the pettiness, too, of, well, I don't think that street traffic's going to work out.
He's not.
Do what? I bet we figure that out later.
Now that we're talking about this, I did talk to Matt briefly about this, but not some of the points that were made, but about Frank White and why he and Matt has heard that he is still butthurt over getting run out of the announcers, the Royals.
Oh God!
And that he may not stop this, but he's just going to make it.
You know what?
He's going to be a pain in the ass about it.
You know what? This is where I have a problem with sports people becoming politicians or public figureheads.
Yeah.
Is because in sports, they don't let grudges die. When it comes to business and politics, you got to let that shit go.
Well, and...
And that makes great TV stories and stuff, but this is the real world, And when you're in baseball world, it's entertainment. At the end of the day, yeah, it's a sport, but it's entertainment at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And that shit's great on TV, mm-hmm. but it doesn't work in the real world.
Yeah.
And he's acting like he's still in the entertainment business.
Yeah.
It's like, no, bro, you're in the real world now.
Yeah.
You got to let that go.
And then just to add injury to insult, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe I don't know what I'm talking about, but there's only two people left in the Royals organization that was around when he got...
I believe you're right.
Probably.
Denny Matthews and Ryan Lefevre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two guys that have no...
I assume they had nothing to do with his termination, but they do work with him, so maybe Ryan Lefevre's like, this guy's got to go.
Yeah.
He's a jackass. And if that's the grudge he's being held with the whole entire Royals organization, whatever. But, you know, Glass is dead.
Yeah.
That's the guy that told him to hit the road. No GM that was there. They're all gone. All the upper echelon of the Royals. Good Lord, dude.
Excuse me.
Did you lose a lung?
That was pretty tame.
Okay.
Where it came up.
Yeah. But all the upper echelon people that was involved with his oust at the Royal, they're not there anymore.
No.
Haven't been there.
So, quit being a fucking dick about it.
If he does this, I just out of being a bitch, I will be really upset.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, something we need to...
Doesn't entirely feel that way, but it...
To state a little bit is, the reason why it did pass was because the Chiefs finally got on board and said, shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Let the big boys play.
Grown-ups are talking.
Grown-ups are talking. You shut your mouth. And this is a bipartisan... Well, not bipartisan. Two-team... Yeah. Deal. Chiefs and Royals. Now, it was brought up yesterday that a meeting is supposed to be held with the city council members in Kansas City about a Chiefs-only tax. Uh-oh.
Not good.
No, it's not. So, I don't know where that is at this juncture. The meeting got canceled due to weather, and it's supposed to be a makeup date that they didn't really set back up again. So maybe this is just political talk too. Maybe this is another, you know, left jab, and then the Royals are going to throw a right jab, or, you know, and
whatever.
It's political boxing. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be.
So where do you guys sit on this at this juncture? Knowing what we know at this as of today, what's going to happen?
I don't know. I thought there was a great plan presented with going in at the crossroads and using the Star Building as an entertainment district.
And that's...
From
what I understand, it still was the main.
When they presented that plan, I was like, that sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Because that whole area is kind of...
It's nothing.
It's nothing. It's
right.
Very neutral.
You got a jail. The AT&T building, which I don't know what the fuck's...
No, I'm talking about the other side of the highway.
But you're going to be knocking a lot of that stuff
out. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I know where you're talking about, and I'm thinking going in that direction.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
Yeah.
On the other side of that, there's not a whole lot more.
No.
That I'm personally aware of. I can't think of anything. There is maybe one historical landmark, which I'm not sure is on any kind of registry or anything, but it was the...
Bazookas?
They're classified as
you
entertainment.
You kind of got me on that one. I kind of forgot about bazookas. What are you going to Pendergast, his building, where he used to conduct business.
It's not historical. They just don't want to tear it down because they don't want to find the bodies in the walls.
There's implications.
Right.
Don't want to expose business.
Yeah.
It's family business.
That would be like if you walked out of Bazookas, which I'm sure you've never done before, and just kept walking on to the other side of the Road, Kansas City Star building.
Yeah.
It's right in that kind of
area. Yeah.
You fucking jackass. Are they going to leave it there? That would be great.
Oh, my God.
They're going to move it into the Star building.
Bazookas. It's going to be Bazookas at the K.
Yeah.
Yes. With the cigar box right next to it, man.
I like it.
Fuck yeah. A little adult entertainment for your baseball.
For all those times that the Royals game sucked.
Yeah. Oh, fuck this shit. Let's go see the titties. Nine to one, third inning. Oh, God damn.
I think we're gonna get out. We're
gonna need to see a boob and grab a cigar.
I'm just saying.
You gotta admit, Tom. I think you're onto something.
You know? When you said historical landmark, that was all that came to my mind in that area.
And I totally forgot about that. Yeah. God damn it.
Mayor Pendergast building, just knock it down. Don't dig it up. Yeah,
we're comparing that is not even you in don't the ballpark. Sift. Fuck Pendergast. Save Bazookas.
Yeah. Save the titties.
Just when you tear down the Pendergast building, don't sift through the rubble. Just scoop it up.
Just scoop it
up. That was not an arm you just saw. Just keep scooping.
Oh, God damn it. That is so fucking funny.
Just wear your blindfolds. Yep. just
tear it all down. I'm pretty sure that's what they did with Brush Creek. I was still surprised there were no bodies in there.
Well, goddamn, thinking about Bazookas for a second, I'm sure.
There's probably.
I'm sure Pendergast has probably got something to do with that, too. I'm like, you might not want to turn that building down either.
That is kind of the problem down there now, some of those buildings.
Some sketch going on.
We gotta open up a can of worms here.
Yep.
Because those are a lot of the old mob buildings now.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, so like.
What mob?
Hell, maybe that's where Hoffa's at.
He's not in the.
He's not in the Meadowlands. He's in downtown KC.
I still don't believe they didn't find him either.
What?
He's not on the pitcher's mound?
I think I'm just saying
that fresh dirt from
I'm just saying a certain area was probably excavated by some very tight knit
painters?
Teamster units. Tight knit teamsters. Painters.
That's what they're called now, but
what?
waste management professionals.
Yeah, then they were called henchmen. Maybe, but
have you seen The Irishman?
No.
That a quote unquote painter.
Yeah.
Took out Hoffa.
Oh well, yes, I'm aware of that.
Okay, you are.
Yes, I am aware of that. Yes,
that movie's great.
It is a fantastic movie. Yeah.
It's super long, but totally worth it.
Fuck yeah.
One of the best Irish mob movies. Yes, I
paint. But yeah, we houses, digress. Yeah,
and I paint houses very well.
Mm-hmm. So the Royals can't move because of the mob. That's what we've established. And Frank White. So
nothing to do with it.
Heard it here first,
we
folks.
Fucking making shit up.
Heard it here first, folks. The Royals can't move because of the mob and Frank White. So.
The mob is haunting the Royals.
We got fucking Robert De Niro dinner with a baseball bat. Teamwork.
Teamwork.
Yeah, teamwork.
It's going to make it all. So.
So, yeah, there's still a lot of way more questions than answers. And
Well, that's
let's face it. April's not that far away. Nope. To have this on the ballot,
and this many questions still,
and this many questions, and the three of us being sports fans, and still maybe not totally committed to vote yes.
No.
Yeah.
On this thing.
Yeah. Totally not committed.
I don't think a lot of people are very committed to saying, here, take my money. And I think
if they're going to get this full commitment, there better be some advertisements on TV showing nothing but Chiefs. And then, like, in that small print, where it's like, this is an endorsement, you know, brought to you by
Kansas Eagles.
And this is for the Royals, too.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way.
Yeah.
It's in the small print.
Which, you know, and sometimes I look back of like, why is that? You know, and because they talk about it on 610 a lot of, why have we gotten here? A lot of it is just the tomfoolery of all this. It's, no one cares that you've really sucked for a while. I mean, they do. That's part of it. But
it's not helpful.
It's just the battered and beaten of all the other stuff, though. I mean, you've talked about it, that every other team has had ugly negotiations, too.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is just, you guys look lost.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even that you guys are like, oh, we have to move here. And now you're fighting over money or whatever. And people are like, oh, whatever, give them their money. No, you don't even know where you want to go.
Yeah.
It's kind of like your analogy about the house. It's a good one, though, because it's like, I want you guys to give me $100 million and I'm going to build you a house. Okay, where's it going to be? I have no idea. How big is it going to be? Mm-hmm. Couldn't tell you.
What's it going to look like? Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I got 7 different renderings of it, if you'd like to see it.
For 18 different locations.
But yeah, for the 18 different locations. And
one of them may not even be in your area.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if this is in your area or not, but I'm going to present it. Well, how does that help me? Well, it doesn't, but I'm just letting you know.
Would you quit asking me so goddamn many questions and just give me the money?
Yeah, that's exactly what they keep saying. And yeah. It's like, no, that's not exactly how this works. Like, if it's going to go for a vote, where people are going to not vote yes, if you just like, give me some money. I don't want this. I promise I'm going to use it the right way.
Well, you know, I think you brought up a point without making it. It does almost feel like the Royals, the way they have been doing this, is like, Kansas City will give us the money because it's a sports team.
I really feel like Sherman thinks that.
And they don't care. They're not going to care about the semantics of all of it. Yeah. Nobody gives a Nobody wants to hear, you know, about
the
17 pages of gobbledygook that politicians bring up. Nobody cares about. We want baseball. And we want a new stadium, so they'll just vote yes just blindly. And it kind of almost feels like that at this juncture.
Yes.
That we're just going to do this blindly, and these stupid politicians are standing in our way.
It does. He just wants a blank check.
I feel like you've been listening in to Sherman's conversations.
Well, they fucking won't return my calls.
Still?
No.
They haven't given you that GM?
No. Or usher or bathroom maintenance or nothing.
Bart, beer guy?
Somebody's listening to our fucking podcast.
They might be.
Then you're fucked.
I know. I am totally fucked.
You might be in trouble, buddy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like when I applied for that job for the Chiefs this summer. I knew I had no chance. All I had to do was look at my social media and listen to this. We're not hiring that fuckstick.
That guy. It's that guy.
Wait, he's on a ban list.
Yeah. They're going to look over and go, wait, I saw a photo of this guy around here somewhere.
You made it into the Chiefs playoff game last week because you were so bundled up they couldn't see you.
Exactly. I had face covering on. It was good. Yeah. Although there was a guy behind me that was way more annoying than I have ever been in my entire life. No, my mom even agreed.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll give it to you.
Yeah,
no, she even agreed. This guy was like, all game. Not just when like something big happened. It was like every play somebody was an absolute dumbass. And every single play. It's like, dude, chill.
Can I just tell you that happens at all stadiums?
Oh, yes. I mean, every stadium has people like that. Yeah. I guarantee it.
Even when we went to baseball in Texas and stuff, there were still people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I believe it.
I went to Saints game a few years ago, and the people around us were so annoying. They were just like what you're talking about.
Well, it was just this one guy, and everybody around us is like, you know, I get mad at key moments when something bad happens. No, he was like this every fucking play. It's like, dude, take some meds, man.
Oh, there was a lady sitting right next to me, and as soon as the ball was snapped, she would just start screaming, hold, hold,
he was doing that too.
Hold!
You can't have two men in motion. That's offside. It's like he didn't even know what he was talking about.
Yeah, exactly. It was just
inaudible.
Oh, fuck.
But anyways.
We digress.
Yes.
Yes, but fuck if I know. I mean, it's as obnoxious as the... Probably the same thing we're going to talk about.
It's going to be a lot easier to watch our shithole team this year.
Maybe. If Amazon is going to pick it up like they're saying.
Hey, if Amazon picks it up, I better keep my mouth shut then.
Here's the article. Amazon will partner with Diamond Sports as part of restructuring.
Yeah, did you know that they're connected?
Who?
They're relatives. Bally and Amazon. They were talking about it
on the families are?
No. I mean like in a business aspect.
They were already related even before this potential
buyout? Yeah, that there's some kind of subsidiary or something that they were talking about it on the radio. Or I mean on the news.
I would love to know how.
Because they were making it sound like that Amazon and Bally's were in some way, shape, or form in bed with each other, and I didn't know the...
They do. Here, it's kind of a...
Like third cousin?
Yeah.
So you can fuck her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Amazon Prime already...
Did I say that out loud?
As for those unable to see, Tom scoots away.
Whatever, you're the one that brought up bazookas.
Don't act like you're the moral police in here.
Yeah. Cast the first stone.
No wonder you're a West Virginia fan.
Maybe. Amazon Prime already carries some New York Yankees and Brooklyn Nets games produced by the YES Network.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's how they're connected.
Say that again, because I didn't catch it.
Amazon Prime already carries some of New York Yankees and Nets games that are produced by the YES Network, which is owned by
Diamond
Sinclair.
Sinclair,
the old parent company of Diamond.
Okay, so which is Bally's?
Yeah, because Bally's
brother or something.
Well, at one point in time, the makeup of it is that Sinclair is the overall parent company, but then they sold off or renegotiated out of it, and Bally's is now on their own, which is now called Diamond.
Yeah.
It's Sports Networks, which is Bally's, but they're not connected to Sinclair anymore, but they were. And that's how Amazon was connected, because through the YES Network, which was owned by Sinclair.
This is still not confirmed, according to the news tonight.
No.
It is supposed to potentially be sorted out in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, in bankruptcy court.
Yeah,
it's got to go to the judge since they're in Chapter 11. Which...
Now, what I read last week, because this got brought up last week, that Amazon was going to step in and take this over. Mm-hmm. Because Amazon wants to get into... Well, they've been showing a lot of baseball anyways.
Yeah.
Because they had an agreement with MLB directly for the MLB Pass. So you could get out-of-network games and stuff.
Okay.
For somewhat free.
Okay.
And they've been doing that for a couple of years now.
Hmm.
But and it's been kind of successful for Amazon. So they've been wanting to get baseball for a while now. That's kind of been not like their dream, but like the next thing they want to take on.
Okay.
And... But according to MLB last week, they do not want to make an agreement with Amazon.
Why?
Yeah. Why?
Because it would make business sense?
I don't know. The only thing I can think of is that MLB wants to do their own thing. And they want everybody out of this.
I just don't. MLB is dumb.
But that was what was reported last
week.
They're
either dumb or Amazon's trying to take advantage of a already bad situation.
Yeah.
I will not venture to guess on either one.
Yeah. Yeah. The agreement with Diamond Sports' largest creditors allows it to emerge from bankruptcy, continue operations, and prevents a total collapse of the regional sports network system. That's how fragile they are, too. If this
doesn't happen,
well, the judge didn't allow it, it'd be off. And they're actually already kind of off because I heard their DirecTV told the court, we're not doing this.
Okay, and then I will be the first to admit that sometimes the news can get very lazy.
Yes.
But they said just tonight that if you still have satellite or certain cable providers, not all, but certain, you will still be able to watch them.
Yes, through 2024.
Through the whole season. Okay.
The only one that was not really in total agreement was DirecTV. But it sounds like what I've heard is that maybe they've reached an agreement, but it's not obviously nothing.
I also saw something about if you had signed up for the Bally app or whatever, that you'd be eligible for a refund potentially.
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah, as part of the deal as well.
Like if you already signed up for this coming season,
It wasn't very clear, and what the article I read was not very clear.
Because that doesn't make a lot of sense.
What they're preparing for is if you paid for it in the NBA season,
the year long,
then you would get money back once it shut off. Because they think this can only go till October. So you'll make it through the MLB season, but you will not make it through the NBA season.
Oh, okay.
That makes
sense. So it doesn't mean anything to baseball. It's more of...
For us here, will probably not get a refund, but people in Milwaukee...
No, you would probably, because Bally Sports carries Oklahoma City Thunder here.
Yeah, but since it's not your local market, though, I don't know if you'll...
It's part of your year-round subscription.
Yeah, I understand.
And the Blues hockey, I believe, too, yeah.
Yeah. But if it's not your local market, maybe you won't, but maybe you can.
Like I said, it wasn't 100% clear.
Yeah.
But...
I may have just skimmed it. I don't know.
It did say last season MLB had to take over production for the Padres and the Diamondbacks.
Mm-hmm.
After Diamond let... rights payments to the Padres lapse and was able to agree upon. So let's
muddy the waters a little bit more. Where does Apple fall into this?
Crapple?
Because they were broadcasting games last year.
Yeah.
My understanding, that is under MLB's contract, so they are not involved in this.
So it's full on?
Mm-hmm.
Business as usual as far as that part of it's concerned.
Yep.
Because they were kind of doing like a you know, like a Monday
game
night,
of the week,
Monday night football type scenario.
Yeah,
because I think the Royals were on there once.
Yeah, a couple times, I think. Yeah.
According to this, I found this interesting because this is why they're in this whole mess. You guys want to take a stab at how much money they owe?
Who?
Diamond. Or Bally or whatever it is. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. We've talked about this.
Isn't it like 580? Yeah, it's a million, I mean.
It's, yeah.
It's more than that.
God. $2 billion.
More.
Oh, damn.
Damn.
Those guys are idiots. Five?
More.
They done fucked up. Seven.
According to this, $8.67 billion.
Oof. Oof. With a B.
With a B.
Billion with a B.
That's more than what the NFL fucking...
This is why I said this is going to not work. Is because you guys are spending more money than any sports network ever makes.
Now, there is one thing, and it's stupid. Matt and I were discussing this some time ago off air.
Hey, don't get me wrong.
Does baseball actually bring in more money than the NFL?
No.
Here's why I ask. We only talk about... It's kind of like the movies.
Uh-huh.
Where they'll talk about the American...
Yeah.
How much money it brought in domestically.
Uh-huh.
And then how much a movie made, you know, overseas.
Yeah.
And then they'll combine those numbers it made $500 million here... But then it made $500 million overseas, so its grand total was $1 billion that it made.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that we ever hear numbers like that in sports.
You do.
So, domestically speaking, we know the NFL just rocks it out of the park.
Yes.
But how do they do internationally? Compared to the other sports. And I'm wondering, because this is kind of an international sport, baseball,
uh-huh.
where you have, you know, South America and Japan and you know, other continents, for God's sake,
mm-hmm.
that are very interested in this and play. Globally speaking, does MLB make more?
No.
No.
Okay. Here's the revenue right. of the leagues. NFL. This was as of Don't report it, obviously. I mean, it's hard to...
I will tell you right now, I'm not thrilled with that year. That you're speaking.
But this was going before that though.
Okay.
So it was up until 2019.
Alright.
So NFL, $13 billion. Major League Baseball, 9.5.
This is global numbers we're talking about.
Cause I don't think they break it down as it's just how much did they gain?
Because here's my... this is why we kind of brought this up, is what the Dodgers did
mm-hmm.
this offseason. You can't... I mean, unless they're as dumb as the networks, can you just throw that kind of fucking money around and not expect to fucking get it back? I mean, because one of two things is going on with the Dodgers. Either they're spending fucking money that they don't have and never plan on recouping it ever because they plan on getting rid of the management, the ownership group is going to fucking sell this thing and let somebody else take on this debt that they have no end in sight on. Mm-hmm. Or they're fucking making some goddamn big time money. And we'll be able to recoup this.
Maybe.
And when we're talking about... And the reason why I'm... Again, it's like... It's specifically, they had two Japanese guys. And now I'm not saying that they chose these two Japanese guys just because they're from Japan. Because they are supposed to be... Well, you know, one of them we know is fucking phenomenal. And the other one is supposed to be great. Are they getting shitloads of money from Japan? Because they have these guys now and everybody's wanting to watch them. And and that's what I'm wondering about is... Because I have no idea how these numbers work. And we know everybody's full of shit. When it comes to producing the bottom dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah. According to this, MLB in 2022 brought in $10.32 billion.
Who did the NFL?
MLB.
Oh, MLB. Okay.
MLB.
Mm-hmm.
And that is through their... That is corresponding to an average revenue of $344 million per team.
Okay.
The MLB's revenue is generated from several sources, such as broadcast rights.
Wait a minute, time out. Just because I got screwed up after what you said, and I thought about it. They are saying, technically speaking, that each team brings in that much money.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead. Because that's bullshit. But go ahead.
Yep. It probably is. But.
Yeah. No. I mean. I already believe that that's a lie, but we can continue.
What? No. I'm curious why you think that's a lie.
That each team, on average, brings in that much money.
Okay.
I don't believe that's true.
How much do you think they bring in?
I believe the Yankees would. The Dodgers would. But then, do you believe that the Oakland A's are making that, bringing in that same amount?
I think they get very close.
They averaged, you know, 5,000 people for their attendance this year. That still is... How?
I think they get paid in many, many facets that will, no matter what, bring in revenue, and ticket sales is just one of those.
Well, I mean, they're leaving their state.
Yeah.
So apparently they're not making... They could be doing better anyway.
Yeah.
Let's go that route. They're not making what they think they should be. Otherwise, they'd just stay and let people sit in that shithole for another fucking 20 years. So something's not going their way.
True. I will give you that.
Because I cannot fathom... That the Kansas City Chiefs make any more or less money than the Jacksonville Jaguars. But I can see where the New York Yankees are making much more money than the Kansas City Royals or the Oakland A's.
Gotcha.
So I'm not buying what you're trying to sell me there, but... Go ahead. Keep marching down this road. Let's see where it takes us.
Okay. The NFL in 2022 brought in $18.6 billion.
Mm-hmm.
So $8 billion more.
$8 billion
more. So almost double MLB.
Mm-hmm.
According to this, the NFL is the most profitable professional sports league in the United States.
In the United States, and I will never argue with you on that. Mm-hmm. I want to know international.
International.
That's why I was kind of my argument at the beginning of this.
You think baseball is going to be more international?
Yeah.
No.
Well, I know it is. I just don't know if they're profitable enough. That's my...
Why do you know it is?
Simply because it's a sport that's played more in the South American countries, in the Asian countries. Football isn't.
It doesn't look like they're subscribing to Bally Sports, though.
Well, see, and, well, the, I'm glad you brought that up, because I know you're being a smart ass, and I appreciate that.
That's a first.
But do you remember whatever in 2014, 2015, that they brought in that Korean guy for the Royals? He was a big fan of the Royals.
Oh, yeah. Sung, yes. He was like a huge Twitter sensation.
And he was
from
South Korea.
Yep.
How do you watch the Royals?
That's a good question. I don't know what the plans are in other countries. Yeah,
I don't either. That's why I'm wondering. Because I could... Would you guys argue with me that there are more Japanese people watching baseball games than there are football games?
Yeah,
in Japan.
Yeah.
And, you know, other...
Yeah, I would agree with you there. But I think...
So how are they watching it? And where's that money coming from? And where's it getting... this is why I feel like there's a secret money thing here that...
Nope. That revenue includes international. Major League Baseball is dividing up international market among its franchises, giving teams new commercial rights in specific areas around the globe, including to multiple people familiar with the plan. So, whatever figure they report, that includes their international markets.
Who reports?
MLB. Whatever revenue they are reporting,
mm-hmm.
that is their international money too.
And here's my problem.
Okay.
With what you just... We don't trust that.
Well, I don't trust the NFL's money either.
You don't?
No. Fuck that.
I trust it a little bit more than I do MLB because there are... There could be a lot of funny money. No doubt.
It's
no
business.
Doubt.
There's always
no doubt.
Funny money.
Sure. But the way the NFL is kind of structured, it really is hard to... They make it more difficult to hide money.
Okay.
As opposed to baseball, which is really a free-for-all.
I will agree, but there are still certain... No matter what, it's still a business that mm-hmm. operates in the United States that still has to report a lot of things.
And then the second part of it is I don't know... Why would the NFL lie?
Some reason any of them do.
Well, I see where he's going.
But they all run under the same guidelines.
The difference is what he's...
I'm giving you... You've got $500 million to work with. Roger's got $500 million to work with. If you're all on the same page with that, why would you be... I mean, how would you lie about this stuff? Or why would you lie about it?
Well, there's lots of reasons. Taxes.
But
the number one reason any business lies about anything is taxes.
Okay.
To get investments. They'll inflate things to get investments. But deflate things to get out of taxes.
But you're not getting anything from a player standpoint. Plus,
well, they could and deflate it to try and show we can't afford.
And
right.
That's where they
right here, right
play
here.
Games with the salary cap.
No,
and you're right about that.
Here
go
it
ahead.
Is, right here.
What you got?
So it breaks down the two leagues' plans for international markets. So the NFL has assigned 26 different foreign markets to a group of 18 teams that are participating. So, 9 clubs were given the rights in Mexico, 6 in the UK, and 4 in Germany, right?
So, you're saying, and I'm just making names up here,
yeah.
But like the Chiefs.
So,
and
the Chiefs
the Giants
get,
and the.
The Chiefs are in Germany.
Yeah, and
then Germany.
The whatever. The Yeah. 49ers are all Germany.
Yeah.
And then three or four other teams are...
Yeah, the Cowboys would be Mexico.
Mexico. Okay, then, okay, okay. Yeah. I'm following along with what you're saying. Okay. Go ahead.
So, revenue generated by those teams in those markets will be shared across the league by a lower percentage than ticket revenue. So it's... But that's to offset the cost of international, right?
Okay.
MLB plan covers just a handful of years at the start. Revenue generated by the MLB clubs in their international markets will be treated the same as revenue generated in their home market. So any
rephrase that for me.
So any money that they generate overseas is captured as money that is generated here in Kansas City. So when the Royals go to Japan to play a baseball game,
and nobody goes to watch them,
and whatever money is made, that is recorded as you making money in your home market. That's how they report that.
So what you're saying is there's not a global...
No, fund.
Not fund, but a global net worth or net value that you got.
Nope. The NFL has that. MLB does not.
So there's where some of your hidden money could be.
Could be.
I mean, and
but
I got to think it's... I'm just going to go on a limb and say that I do believe that probably MLB makes more internationally than the NFL.
See, I don't think they do.
I don't agree with you. Yeah.
No?
No.
Why?
Because football is very popular in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing that rivals it. Baseball is competing with Japanese leagues.
Korean leagues. South American league. Mm-hmm. All that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mexico league.
But NFL does not have any competition like that.
Wait a minute. When you say competing, who's competing against who? MLB is competing against
the Japanese leagues. There's home leagues for all those.
The NFL does not have to worry about any of those.
I don't know if they're competing.
It doesn't matter.
They're competing for money.
They're meshing. Because when... help me. The Japanese guy just made $100 billion.
Yamamoto or whatever.
Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani. Thank you. He was playing in the Japan League.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's watching that.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure they're all watching over here too.
But...
And then when Shohei Ohtani came over to the Dodgers, you can't tell me that didn't impact viewership in Japan of what they were watching there. I think they're going to those games, and I think they're watching those games in Japan in the same as they are with American ball. It has to be.
Just because you say it has to be doesn't mean it's true.
But it leads me back to what my original point was, is the Dodgers just can't be fucking paying this kind of money to anybody.
Yeah, they can when they're owned by one of the deepest pocketed people on the planet.
He does have
organizations.
But the money's got to be coming from something. And if you've got an invisible filter of money coming through, of Japanese money, I mean...
I don't think there's anything invisible.
You remember when...
You're getting
a
little tin hat here.
No, but... No. Do you remember when... Let's see. Who was one of the first... I guess Ichiro. Ichiro was probably one of the first big-name Japanese players.
Yep.
Japanese reporters and photographers.
Oh, there was a ton. We're following him around.
They were going crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't tell me that doesn't equal some dollars in some way, shape,
some,
or form.
I don't think it's as much. I'm sure it does some, but I don't think it's as much as what the NFL brings in.
Nobody from other countries follow anybody around in the NFL like that.
No.
Okay. I'm just saying, I just feel like that there's a lot of money there that people aren't reporting.
I just don't think... There may be a lot of following, but that doesn't necessarily mean that generates money, though. And then sometimes at the end of the day, publicity is just publicity. Because I don't
You're not going to fly a couple hundred reporters over to America and not make any money off of it.
Oh, I think... But I mean, I'm not disagreeing with that.
A couple hundred, it's a couple dozen.
They're making money off it, but that doesn't... But you're going to generate $1 billion?
I don't know.
I don't think you're generating $1 billion.
I don't know.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of eyeballs.
I know, but that... I mean, this is the other part of it, though. MLB only has, like, 6 international markets. NFL has, like, 5.
Let's go soccer, because soccer is probably the most international sport.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not even really a can't fight. Argue it. No. We can't argue it. I can watch South American soccer. There's, you know, some weird-ass fucking channels for that kind of stuff, and I'm paying for that. I have Hulu, and Hulu has, you know, the Telemundo channel that plays soccer. I'm paying for that. Whether I watch a second of it or not. I can't imagine it's just over-the-air free TV for the Japanese people to watch MLB baseball.
So here's what... This is actually giving some credence to what you were saying. This is one financial guy talking about the financial impact of signing Shohei Ohtani for the Dodgers. And they're paying him, what is it, $680 million?
Yeah.
And their expected windfall financial impact they could get over the next decade is $800 million to $1 billion.
And that's when we're talking about just one team.
Yeah, just that team for signing him.
Yeah.
So.
And I don't know how they're doing it.
Yeah, well, just because none of us are business people.
True, but.
According to this, they estimate, it's not a final figure because it just came out, that just in Europe, over 1 million people have subscribed to NFL Plus.
Huh?
Yeah. That's a lot. That's where you make revenue.
Do we know how many Japanese people have subscribed to anything NFL or MLB or NBA or anything?
I don't. I mean, I can barely find
it. And that's why I feel like the NFL is a little more open to what money comes in and out than the MLB. It's a shadowy organization that doesn't want to talk about how much money they make. And you got the haves and the have-nots of MLB, and I think they all have something.
What's MLB's...
You said it was almost double the NFL, what their total revenue is.
No. Compared MLB's, to MLB. Pass? Is that what it's called, MLB Pass?
Extra innings. I don't even know if they even have that anymore, though. Does anybody even know if that's even a thing anymore?
I don't know. I thought it was like MLB Pass, or
it could be. Maybe they could have changed it. Used to be extra innings. I don't know if they may have changed it in the past, 5 years since this whole debacle of.
Let's say it's MLB TV or something. Does MLB TV work internationally? So it does. But I can't tell. Doesn't really say how many.
You're never surprising. Probably ever going to find that number.
Internationally. I don't know. I just think it's one thing. I understand what you're saying, that, but I do think the NFL gets a lot of coverage internationally, and I think it's more than MLB.
Well, when you figure that the most watched television program every year is the Super Bowl.
In America.
No, that's international.
Do we hear international? Because I don't.
Yes.
I hear international. It's the most watched game in America, for absolute positive sure. I don't know if I ever heard globally it is.
Yeah. It's watched internationally. It's kind of weird how many people. But on 610, they do a thing whenever they, like, there's a big game or a big play, they'll find the international broadcasts and play them.
Yeah, like, I've heard this, like the Spanish.
Yeah, the Spanish.
That's popular. One of the more popular ones. To...
One time they had a Dutch guy. The Dutch well, Super Bowl
guy. I know there was this has been a few years ago. But I guess I don't know if I'd get in trouble here. But I was pirating some NFL. And it was like... commercials, whenever a commercial would come up, it would be two like Dutch guys. They wouldn't show any commercial. It would be like two Dutch guys just talking. I'm like, what the fuck is... You know, so...
Yeah.
What according, bizarro fucking channel is...
According to this, last year's Super Bowl, 56 million people watched it internationally.
Yeah,
that's
it's a big number, and I'm still standing by my statement of I still believe the NFL is more open to their financial. I don't think MLB wants people to know how much fucking money they make.
Probably not,
because because nobody will listen to the Kansas City Royals every time they fucking whine about can't afford. Fucking Albert Pujols, because everybody else is making more money than us. I don't know.
The economics are more of a story in baseball than they are in football, that's for sure.
Absolutely. In any sport, really.
Yeah.
Did you know the MLB postseason is not internationally?
Really?
What do you mean?
That's what it says here. With little warning, fans in places such as UK, Australia, Mexico, Canada, whatever, find out that Major League Baseball postseason on leagues, teams, I can't see you because of the fucking ads, league stream service, MLB TV, is not available.
But you didn't say anything about South America or Japan or Korea.
Yeah,
because that's where most of the players are coming from.
Yeah, and this it just says U.S. and it just says international. It doesn't say anything. I found that very odd. That.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so fuck off, Tom. I got a tin hat on.
Yes, you do.
About about the shadowy organizations of
baseball.
Well,
seriously, guys, there is no salary caps in baseball. There is no salary floors in baseball. You can do whatever the fuck you want. The Dodgers spent $1 billion on two guys, and it doesn't raise any red flags.
Well, it's been raising red flags for the year since the Yankees were doing it. Nobody fucking listens anymore. We've been defeated.
What's your response there?
Who's been defeated? Royals fans?
Royals fans, small market fans. We're defeated because the MLB PA and their arrogance will not listen to a salary cap. And so, yeah, we're kind of fucked.
I'll keep my tinfoil hat on. That, you know, it worries me for the other sports.
Why is that?
The NFL Players Association or the NBA Players Association or whoever are going to be sitting around going, wait a minute. These motherfuckers just spent how much money? And I'm getting my ass kicked? And I'm getting how much money? I'm wondering when the next, you know, collective bargaining agreement comes around and they're like, fuck this salary cap horse shit.
Who, football?
Mm-hmm. They're making hand over fist, but who's making the money? You know, when Peacock paid $110 million to air the Chiefs game, mm-hmm. who'd get that money? Is it the players?
50% goes to the players.
Is it the players? How? Because that's not their but that's only based off of their contract.
No, that's not. That's not entirely true.
So if a guy makes $1 million, let's make it easy money, he's going to make $110 million because he's going to get a chunk of that Peacock money? Is that what you're telling me? Even though that's his contract only says he's making $1 million.
No, that's not exactly how it works.
I'm just trying to make it as easy as possible. I know. Because it gets convoluted, I know.
But that's the issue, though, with baseball trying to compare them apples to apples. I've always said this is because NBA and NFL have revenue sharing with the players. That's what determines the salary caps.
Sure. Yes.
So when the revenue of the NFL goes up, the revenue of the players will go up. And it has to. None of the teams can keep the money. They have to pay out.
But that is based off a salary cap.
Yes.
For each team.
Yes.
So that doesn't necessarily mean that the guy that's got the $1 million a year contract is going to make any more money.
But he could next year.
He could. Yeah.
He could get an increase.
But it's not going to be the same increase as what baseball gets.
Well, that's the problem.
Amongst the elites. Amongst the elites.
That's the problem with baseball, though.
And that's the problem that I see that could arise with football.
But that's where why...
Like, you know, Patrick Mahomes, and he's making plenty of money.
Yes.
But he's sitting around going, wait a minute. This motherfucker is making more money than I am? I'm the one out here getting my ass kicked, not him. This is horse shit.
I understand the concept, but this is the problem that baseball has led themselves into, though, with all this stuff of having the haves and have-nots and having all these TV deals that are sideways convoluted and all these other problems is because they like to play these hypotheticals with salary caps and paying players. And that's been their problem, is that they want to just pay the elites and throw everybody else off to the side.
But one of the other problems is, and this is going to be a player problem, is football is not guaranteed money, contractually speaking.
No.
Baseball is.
Yes. Which is also kind of where baseball is. So
it's a problem.
Yeah.
That.
Which one's better, though?
Oh, it's beyond a shadow of a doubt. Football is way better in terms of the entertainment value that you get because your team's just as competitive as any New York team or LA team or anything
else.
No.
Of whether it's guaranteed or not.
Oh,
that's
for whom?
Yeah.
Better for whom?
I guess you kind of have to ask that question.
Because
baseball.
Because
for the players,
mm-hmm. Yeah, for the players.
Because
right.
This is what I've always argued and why NFL doesn't do fully guaranteed. Well, although they do. Certain teams do, obviously.
One. To the massage maniac himself.
But the players win with baseball that their contracts are guaranteed. Mm-hmm. The fans lose.
Mm-hmm. They do.
TV loses.
I will never argue that.
The NFL not getting the players lose, but the fans win.
But at what point do the players stand up and go, "Oh, we want to win," and we will take the downfall of the entertainment of this game?
I guess that depends on who you ask too, because.
Because as much as I hate Aaron Rodgers, I can't stand that motherfucker. I mean, he's been beating that drum.
Yes, he has.
Of salary cap sucks. We should be more like baseball. In terms of way people get paid, not you know, the other stuff. But and I don't think he cares about the quality of the sport.
No, he does not.
We do. As fans, but I mean, if you get more players like Aaron Rodgers out there beating that same drum of, I don't give a fuck if Arizona's competitive or not. Yeah. I want my money. When does it crack?
I don't think anytime soon.
Well, not going to happen anytime soon because they're under, what is it, for the next 10
seven.
Years? Seven? Is it seven years?
7 more years, yeah.
Yeah.
So we know we're safe for 7 more years, but
I doubt it'll change.
I hope you guys are right, but
I think there's ways NFL can. I think what they're going to bring up is, okay, that means there's only going to be 3 guys that get paid a shit ton of money, like in baseball, and the rest of y'all ain't going to get shit. And you're all going to get shipped around at a day's notice. And I think you're going to have a lot of lower tier
and
players not agreeing.
And that has, and I'm putting quotations up here because I don't believe this. But, quote unquote, that's been the success of baseball.
What's that?
Define success.
I don't know. Ask Ohtani if it's successful.
Okay, ask Royals fans if it's successful.
Ohtani doesn't care what the Royals fans think.
Okay, well, for every person who thinks it's successful, there's about a dozen who don't, so.
But when the...
That's a different issue, is because in MLB, the PA, only certain people get to vote.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true in the NFL. Everybody gets to vote.
Mm-hmm.
So... That's the problem.
And if that changes, if that ever changes, I will. You think anybody in the NFL gives a fuck about players? Give a fuck about balance?
Oh,
well, none of them do.
No.
If it means more money in their pocket, they don't care. The Chiefs are going to be fucking 3-13 for the next 30 fucking years. They don't care.
But I do think there are some players that know that if it's unbalanced, there will be less money in their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So, I do think there are a lot of players that don't want it to become baseball.
I hope you're right.
I truly do believe that. I think there's.
I think I asked you guys this question a couple weeks ago when we were getting ready to go into the playoffs. Because this is not the greatest year for playoffs from a record standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you got like a 9-8 team that's going to the playoffs and, you know, playing a 10-7 team or whatever. It's like, from a record standpoint, they're not the greatest teams. But it's going to be great football. Is that better than, you know, having... You know, the Dodgers fucking winning 120 games and you know, walking in, and what would you rather see? And I know you guys are going to say that you'd rather see a, you know, a 14-2, 14-3 Chiefs team than a, would they were 11-7, 11-6
this year? 11-6.
Yeah. You'd rather see a, you know, 14-3 than 11-6. But in order to do that, you kind of have to be maybe unbalanced.
But probably. I'm not disagreeing there.
And I said that this was a bad year, in my personal opinion. I think this is one of the worst NFL seasons in terms of just the nobody's really that fucking great.
Yeah.
Right.
I think we missed a big point about MLB's international games. Tom, I think we're going to be right. MLB's international plan takes hit with Paris cancellation. The games have reportedly been canceled in Paris due to logistical and financial issues.
Well, A, I'll tell you right now, that's MLB being stupid. Why in the fuck would you go to Paris?
The 2024...
Who in the fuck gives a shit about baseball in Paris? Who in the fuck gives a fuck about sports in Paris?
Basketball.
Oh, they have basketball out there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's big.
NBA. Okay, my bad. They like basketball.
And football.
And football, obviously.
That's not that... Hey, you know what'd be a good idea? Let's start an international hockey league in fucking Jamaica.
They had a bobsled team once.
They did.
We'll be starring the late great John Candy.
What the fuck? That's fucking stupid.
Well, here's the 2024 MLB season around the world. They're gonna play in Seoul. So South Korea, Dodgers, Padres. Then you go into Mexico City, the Astros and Rockies, and then London, Mets and Phillies.
Okay, well,
I'm sure there's all sorts of baseball stadiums Paris. That's not one of the logistical issues, is it?
No doubt.
They couldn't find a place to play.
No shit.
Although they should have.
London is probably just going to play in the same, like, soccer/football/...
It'll be in Wembley or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that'll be suck.
Yeah. The Paris one was
because
scheduled...
everything else you said actually has baseball stadiums. Outside of London.
The Red Sox and Tampa Bay will play spring training games in Dominican Republic.
Mm-hmm.
And then Paris...
That makes perfect sense to me.
Paris was scheduled for 2025.
Dumb idea.
Well, is baseball back in the Olympics this year?
I don't think so.
Because the Summer Olympics are in Paris, so...
I think they ditched that so they could do that World Baseball Classic.
Yeah, I thought they were going
to
stop
but
them.
It's coming back to the Olympics.
Is it?
Well, yes. They're doing football in the Olympics, potentially. I don't know if it ever got voted on yet, but... I don't know. I'm just saying it's...
Yeah.
It's...
Be back in the Olympics in 2028.
Okay.
So not this time.
This is the New York
Yankees... You're speaking of baseball, right?
Baseball, okay. Yes.
Yeah.
The New York Yankees and Boston Red Sox, who played each other in the inaugural London series back in 2019, had been among the teams expressing interest in playing in Paris. MLB has not settled on a venue for the series. Unlike the NFL, NBA, and NHL, MLB has yet to play on the continental Europe.
Hmm.
I'll be one of the first to admit, I don't think it's that fucking big a deal in Europe, baseball. But tell me which other continent it's not.
Yeah.
Antarctica. And,
oh, you got me. Son of a bitch. Completely forgot about Antarctica.
Australia.
All right, well, this conversation's done. No, it's
it says here
it's kind of big in Australia.
Games in France were approved as part of the 2022 collective bargaining agreement, but the league has been struggling to find local promoter for the series.
Yeah.
And was facing financial concerns. Mm-hmm.
For translation, nobody cares.
Nobody wants it, and you're going to have to pay too much money.
Is it a lot like football? No, it's not like football. We're not interested.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah.
We like the football.
MLB hasn't said anything about canceling the Parrish games, but the decision was said to have been made during the owners' meetings in Arlington.
Yeah, I think football did this a little bit. I don't think football was that big a deal in Europe some time ago. And they kind of forced their way into it.
NFL Europe.
Yeah, they did that. You know, they started doing, you know, playing the games over in Europe. And soccer fields are pretty naturally
similar. They're similar in size.
So that you don't have to recreate the fucking wheel to play that sport there. And, and they generated.
Whereas baseball with its design.
Yeah. It just doesn't. And they're trying to. It sounds like they're trying to force their way into Europe to become more popular there.
Of course
they are. The NFL?
Yeah. No, yeah. MLB.
Oh.
And it's just not... It's just not there. I don't think there's interest there. I don't think there's the ability to play the sport there very well. It's going to look like a weird ass... You know, just playing fucking Oakland Coliseum again. Ugh. Nobody cares.
Yeah. I'm with you, and I think this is something that's showing that MLB does not the smartest things.
That's a bit tone deaf.
Stick with Asia. Stick with
South America.
Stick with
I think
we were laughing earlier, but Australia. It's still good.
I think
good
it's
size there.
Mm-hmm. I think it's tone deaf.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lack of self awareness.
Yeah.
So.
And that's why the NFL going to Europe makes sense, because...
But notice how the NFL really doesn't try that hard to go into anything else.
Yeah.
They're not really trying that hard to go into Asia.
They're not doing the Japan game.
Right.
Yeah.
Then Australia, I don't know, maybe they just...
Maybe
that could, potentially.
But I don't think they ever...
Started getting some Aussie kickers and stuff over.
But I don't think they ever make a real effort.
No.
No. NBA still kind of owns Australia.
Yes.
Though.
Yes, they do.
NBA is.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's.
You just kind of got to know where your limitations are. And
yeah, it's called self awareness, which MLB has lacked greatly for
agreed.
The better part of the last 30 years, basically since 1994.
No question.
Yeah. So. All right. Tom, you done talking about baseball?
I know. I'm sorry. On the next episode, I'll talk about college basketball.
Yes, we'll talk about Michigan specifically.
All right, tune in next time.
Later.